Okay, Katya, we've been talking about law and international law. Now, you worked in Argentina for a NGO, a non-government organization related to law. What kind of courts did you work for or work with?
Actually, it's one court, the Inter-American Court. But also, before bringing a case into the court, we had to work with the commission, with the Inter-American Commission first. So it's two different entities, the commission and the court.
Okay, can you ex first explain the court? So Inter-America Court, that's all the countries in South America?
Actually, this is the countries of South America, Central America, and North America. So it's North and South America.
So how does the court work?
Well, the judges are from different countries of Latin American countries and the US, for example, or Canada. And once a case is seen by the commission, Inter-American Commission, if the person that is suing wants to continue the suit or the state has not done what it's supposed to do, then it can be taken into the court. And then the court will decide whether the state has committed or it's in fault or not, and will give a sentence.
So does this court have a lot of power? Like, for example, can other smaller countries or can any country just ignore it, ignore the ruling?
Well, yes, they can ignore it, but it will not be seen very good by other countries. It's not an obligation. You cannot force the country to do something, but it's very rare for this to happen. Maybe it takes a long time for a state to pay the victim or to do something regarding the decision, but usually they do obey most of the time.